This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, there were a few sprinkles, but most farms were dry again this past week, and a lot of winter wheat farmers are waiting to seed. The best chance for rain this week looks to be this weekend, as an upper-level trough and weak cold front move through the Columbia Basin. Rainfall amounts will likely be less than a tenth of an inch, so really not much of anything useful, just a nuisance, so to speak, for the hay, corn, and fruit harvesters and the Yakima Fair. Dormant pastures will continue waiting for at least a half inch of rain to start growth, and this does not appear to be in the works the rest of this month. Hay drying will be fair, with humidity getting down only to between 30 and 40% most days. You can expect to see some dew formation on most mornings, with humidity getting up to 80 to 90%. So with these shorter days, less sunlight, and higher humidity, alfalfa is going to take about twice as long to cure as late June and early July, unless the windrows are smaller or fluffed. Crop water use for alfalfa will range between 3/4 inch and 1 inch, while lawns will need only about a half inch. And if you're planning field burning, it looks like smoke dispersion will be rather poor today, but should improve Wednesday and Thursday as the winds increase. And these winds may hamper spraying beginning Thursday. And then there's that wash-off chance this weekend. For AgInfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.